How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grady kind of day. My guest on this installment of Grady Nation is Frank Bastard, financial advisor. Frank, how are you?
Well, it's great to be back on Grady Nation. I really do appreciate it.
Okay, well, that's good to hear that you are happy with being back on this installment of Grady Nation. We're going to talk about a situation you recently had at the bookstore.
Yeah, that's right. So I am a financial advisor, and I do very important things, you know, very sophisticated stuff, and my mind has to be able to process a lot of information all at once. I have to do the mental gymnastics, and the way I train my brain is through puzzle books.
Oh, you do puzzle books, like crossword puzzles?
No, I get those, the puzzle books with the numbers and in the squares. I think they're called Sudafed puzzles.
Sudafed puzzles? I don't think that's the name.
Well, I'm pretty sure either that or Sudafex puzzles. So I went to this bookstore, and let's just say it rhymes with what's a word or phrase that rhymes with Barnes and Noble?
Frank, you gave it away.
What did I do?
You gave it away. Why are you just staring at me?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I did mention Barnes & Noble, so... Okay, so I went to the Barnes & Noble to get some Saskatchewan puzzle books. And I saw a few that looked good. And I said, I'm gonna purchase these books, but I have to relieve my bladder first. So I went to the men's restroom, and I walked in a few steps, and then I shrieked in horror, and, you know, I dropped my Ziggy Ziggy Yeah Yeah puzzle books.
Pretty sure that's not what they're called.
Well, I mean, let's not get bogged down by the minutiae.
All right.
So I shrieked in horror because I saw a sanitary napkin and tampon dispenser. And I thought to myself, I thought I walked into the men's restroom, but apparently this is the women's restroom, because why would these things be in a men's restroom? So I shrieked, I dropped my zoopy, 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 zoopy books. And, you know, just ran like hell.
Okay, and then what happened?
And then I turned back just to see, you know, what might have been the issue. And the restroom I walked out of, it's it said men's restroom.
So you were in the men's restroom. You were in the men's restroom. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, why do they have those products in the men's restroom? It doesn't make any sense other than to strike fear in the hearts of men, because the sheer shock of seeing that dispenser caused me to lose control of my bladder, and I relieved myself when I was running out.
Oh, God. Okay, so the shock of seeing...
Are you laughing at me?
Well, you're saying that the mere sight of a dispenser of sanitary napkins and tampons made you lose control of your bladder.
All right, you know, I could buy and sell your ass 10 times over, and it's only gonna get worse for you when I get this settlement from Barnes & Noble.
Well, I mean, I wish you luck in your legal proceedings, but I'm not gonna get fazed by what you say regarding my income.
Oh, big timing me. You know, I'm the one that should be big timing you. I'm the one that travels, by air all over the country, wheeling and dealing, making deals, giving guidance to so many Fortune 500 companies. And I'm able to do that by doing those Susudio puzzle books.
Oh, yeah, Susudio puzzle books. And so what you're saying is that after this lawsuit, you're going to be able to retire, or what's going on?
No, I'm never going to retire. I just have so much passion for what I do.
Can I ask you, did you by any chance, when you shrieked in horror like a schoolgirl, did you relieve your bladder on the puzzle books?
All right, you know, that's it. I'm not going to do this show anymore. Just screw it. Screw it and screw you.
Why do you have to be that way? I mean, I wanted to talk about Senator Bernie Sanders.
What about him? Who cares?
Senator Bernie Sanders, at the time of this recording, is 78 years old, and he was just released from the hospital after having a heart attack.
Oh, well, you know, if you're 78 years old and you're on the campaign trail, you're obviously having a lot of Chinese takeout.
What?
I mean, who doesn't love Chinese food? And, you know, when you're on the campaign trail, there's so much delicious Chinese delivery. And, you know, a 78-year-old man having orange chicken, kung pao chicken. I mean, these are spicy dishes. And, you know, if you have 6 servings like I do, there's a good chance your heart's going to react.
You have 6 helpings of orange chicken when you have your Chinese food.
Don't shame me, okay? I love Chinese food.
Okay. I get that based on our prior conversations. But anyway, it seems clear that Senator Sanders is pretty much done. I mean, a lot of people are going to be worried that his health has deteriorated and he's not going to be able to finish a potential term in office were he to get the nomination and win the presidency. So, I mean, he's done, almost like you being done in the Barnes & Noble restroom.
All right, you know, let's just end the show because you want to antagonize me.
All right, Greater Nation, we'll check in with you next time. Hopefully, we'll be able to talk about these topics in a meaningful way and not really talk about Frank's orange chicken orders.
Oh, keep it coming. I just love orange chicken. Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Take care, everybody.